Throat infection, lung infection, and urinary tract infection are some of the common infections we all are aware. But friends, do you even know that there is an infection of heart walls or inner layer of the heart chamber? Yes, it is possible, and it is called endocardium, and the infection is called as endocarditis. So let's start. It's me, Dr. Amit Oswal, as your host. What is an infective endocarditis? It refers to infection of heart valve or inner layer of the heart chamber, which is called the endocardium. This condition usually occurs when germs like bacteria, fungi spread from other parts of the body through blood circulation and attach themselves to the sensitive areas of heart. This is a serious disease that can damage your heart valves. If not treated immediately, it can become a threat to your life. Treatment is available for this condition caused by endocarditis. In most cases, it can be treated through antibiotics, while in some cases, surgery may be required. There are many reasons for infective endocarditis, so it is not easy for a doctor to identify the exact source of endocarditis, but in most cases, the organism is detected by blood cultures. However, individuals at high risk of endocarditis generally have a damaged heart valve. History of heart valve repair, artificial heart valves or other heart disease, diabetic patients, IV drug abusers, chronic kidney disease and cancer patients are all at risk of heart valve infections or infective endocarditis. In common, the organism just spread through the bloodstream and attach themselves to abnormal or the normal heart valves or the damaged heart tissues. And these organisms can be bacteria, tubercular bacteria, or a fungi, or any other microorganism. Your strong immune system prevents dangerous bacteria from entering the bloodstream. But even if the bacteria accidentally make their way to heart, they pass through without triggering an infection. Sometimes danger bacteria that are present in your mouth, throat, gut, or skin can cause endocarditis infection. The common symptoms of endocarditis: fever is the most common symptom, difficulty in breathing, stroke, blackening of fingertips, rashes, fatigue, muscle or joint pain, abnormal heartbeat, sweating, chest pain. These are the common symptoms of endocarditis. The diagnosis of endocarditis is done with blood cultures, complete blood count, C-reactive protein, ESR, ECG, chest X-ray, echocardiogram like transthoracic or transesophageal, CT or MRI if necessary. How is infective endocarditis treated? It is effectively treated with antibiotics, and while in some cases surgery may be required, your doctor may recommend intravenous antibiotic therapy depending on your infection. It usually takes 6 to 7 weeks for the antibiotic therapy to be completed. If you already have a heart disease or the condition is severe due to endocarditis, your doctor may recommend heart valve surgery. Bottom line, if you have a healthy heart, it's less likely that you will get infected endocarditis, but it's still possible. If you already have a heart problem or use illegal intravenous drugs, then you are at most risk of developing endocarditis. That's why you must keep consulting your doctor from time to time. That's the end of today's podcast. It's me, Dr. Amit Oswal, signing off. Thank you.